That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And boy, it's really starting to get busy out there. I'm going to get myself another pair of roller skates because it's getting wild in May. Well, we're going to be wrapping up April, and I want to talk to you about it because so much is happening in these next few days. You won't believe it. It made my head crazy. So Jupiter and Uranus are aligning in Taurus on Saturday evening, April 20th. Well, that's now, right now, Saturday and Sunday. And this combination brings a new 13 and a half year cycle of expansion, freedom, and innovation in Taurus. I like to call it a pragmatic revolutionary energy. So be aware that Mercury is slowing down to end his retrograde cycle in Aries on Thursday, April 25th. Practice patience, exercise, and explore ways to pioneer a new path. The full moon is in deep feeling Scorpio on April 23rd. That's Tuesday, the day after tomorrow. And manifesting your values. Taurus is opposite Scorpio, so the full moon will help you manifest your values. That means living in your center in spite of what's happening to that outer world, because we're going to have a lot of outer world chaos starting now. Hidden things tend to come to the surface, and these signs are perfect timing for a trial on money and payoffs and sex and all the things that are going on in the eighth house that Scorpio rules. Scorpio rules other people's money, sex, death, the IRS, taxes, and insurance, and all of those things. So we'll see how that manifests in your life. It's also interesting that all the past of O.J. Simpson were brought to the light again, and it was during the Scorpio energy. That's when O.J. had the white Bronco race days in the past. It was during a Scorpio full moon. I just thought that was interesting. All that goes to say that you would be wise to look at world events from a cool and clear space, hopefully not in a white Bronco. Don't buy into the drama that's going on in the world. That doesn't mean you don't care. It's just that it's best to look at the world from a higher perspective. Lastly, Venus and Mars are changing signs at the end of the month. Take a moment to look at your relationship needs, including time for relationships with yourself. Next month has you putting physical ambition energy into manifesting your values. And then on May 2nd, Pluto retrogrades, so it's going to be a lot of fun. As we approach the full moon in Scorpio on Tuesday, let me remind you of all the energy that is already present on the planet. We've just had two eclipses, a lunar in Libra and a solar one in Aries. Plus, yesterday, and a little bit left over today, we have that Jupiter-Uranus transit in Taurus. It's a conjunction. All of this energy is not for one day, but it's the start of some major events that are going to be happening up through October and beyond. You're not going to believe it. You're really not. The total solar eclipse and the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction are leaning together, and there are many themes of independence, freedom, sovereignty, risk-taking, initiative. All those Aries energies, they arise and they are the first sign in the zodiac. And the first house is the I Am house. I am the initiate. I am the pioneer. I am solo. This is like a breaking point. All of us have felt an enormous amount of intensity, and a lot of it has been building, building, building. Right after this solar eclipse, there will be a breakthrough of release, especially through the second half of this energy. But it will be very demanding. It's demanding that we question every aspect of our life. It's demanding that we have questions and social, political, economic system that we live in, everything we're growing up in. It's demanding that this energy question us, question our habits, our daily structure, our normal reaction to things, the way we go about our work, and the way we handle our relationships. It's very likely that there will be shocks, surprises, revelations for all of us that will make us change because we're shedding our old skin. That's going to be strongly enforced, and it will continue for you in the upcoming weeks. We're all shedding our old skin so that we can do a quantum leap into our evolution. Our own evolution. We're ascending. It's exciting. This evolution for us is not gradual. It's not linear. And it's certainly not smooth. And it's all happening in quantum jumps. All of us, to a great extent, are being fast-tracked, some more than others. You are either on the fast-track or on the slow-track. However, we're all getting on the train. Some of us are headed towards unity consciousness. In fact, We're all one in consciousness as a humanity. Many of us have chosen a faster route, and we have self-selected that by raising our frequency, and we will be feeling even bigger jumps than the average because we've learned how to turn up the volume. We know how to meditate, how to bring the energy in, and how to work with the galactic atmosphere and energy. Be aware that this is an incredibly positive and productive period, even though it can feel very disruptive, very seismic in many, many ways as we walk through it. Nevertheless, it's all part of the evolutionary process. Mercury conjuncts Chiron for the third time on the 6th of May. Not that we don't have enough going on already. This has been a play in three acts, and it's a process for us to become mentally aware of any wounding, any illness that could be either individual or collective woundedness that we've been living through, but we have not been fully aware of until now. We are becoming much more aware of it, and we will be vocal about it. Mercury in Aries and Jupiter in Taurus. You know, Taurus rules the throat. I guess I just kind of remembered that recently because I have my Uranus and my Saturn in Taurus. And that's when I had my illness, my stroke last year. It got hit in the throat and in the neck. And I didn't realize at the time that it was Taurus. But we will all speak out. And this is linked to the total solar eclipse we had in Aries, which conjunct the North Node in Aries. And this has to do with the I am-ness, where our power lies, where our sense of inner authority is, our sense of sovereignty, wherever that light has been dimmed or squashed into a victim consciousness. The key word for Aries now is I am, a very strong sign associated with sovereignty. So remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, I know how I serve. I gave you that about 2 years ago, and I'm still telling you about it. Keep using it. It will help you. The other thing about Mercury conjunct Chiron is that Chiron is the maverick, the wounded healer. Chiron orbits between Saturn and Uranus. Saturn is the conventional, the status quo, the traditional, the way we've always done things, the same old, same old. Chiron goes beyond these limits. No, no, we're not going to be doing it that way anymore. We're going to feel into our maverick. We're going to feel into our individuality, our unique essence, authenticity, and of course, all those things that are reinforced because this energy is a rebel, the maverick, the one who doesn't obey the rules. Chiron and Uranus are highlighted at this time, and they are sharing the same themes. So, we've got the South Node in Libra, where we've been a little bit people-pleasing, and we may have been compliant to our individual relationships or with the collective. And it's time for a big shift. There's an extraordinary lineup with planets in Aries. Venus conjuncts Chiron, and that says we will heal with love, individually and collectively. I'm going to say that again. We will heal with love. This astral time period is really a step, a change in our evolution. It's a quantum jump. So look at your birth chart and see where 21 degrees Taurus is in your birth chart. It's that area where you're going to feel this energy. And these planets, Jupiter and Uranus, have to do with freedom. There's a tremendous sense of breakthrough, liberation, revolution. It's a need to feel alive, a need to break up the old steel patterns, to break up your routine, do something different. Even if you have a daily routine, do that routine in a different order, or go to a different place, a different venue. Do it differently, particularly if you have a lot of fixed planets in your chart. Now, the fixed planets are Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, and Scorpio. This happens on the 21st, 20th and 21st, which is today, yesterday and today. We are all going to feel this strong energy. And remember, it's not just for one day. Yes, this is a one-hit conjunction, but it's just the starting point, like starting up your car or putting a match to paper in a fireplace or turning on the oven. It's that kind of a feeling. It's a jump. You have a plan. You have a desire. You have a goal. You want to cook dinner, or you want to have a fire in a fireplace, or you have some place to go in your car. It's a feeling like that. Be aware that this is Jupiter-Uranus conjunction at the exact same time. I'm going to say that again. I want you to get it. Be aware that this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is the exact trine to the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction we had on January 12, 2020. And that was a conjunction on contraction and control, limitations. Then Saturn moved into Aquarius on March 22, 2020. Again, limitations on your freedom. And most of the world went into lockdowns on March 23rd, 2020, a few days later. This was extraordinary. That was a big conjunction for limitation and control. Now, at this time, Jupiter-Uranus is trine to the one on January 20, 2020. But there's going to be a sense of breaking out of this, breaking out beyond those limitations, breaking beyond these restrictions, because there's such a surge from the collective. We're going into freedom. We're going into the I am. We're going into the future like we're flying. We're free. And this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take a break for our weekly cosmic tip, which is a little long. I really wanted you to get the idea of what this week is going to be about. But I'll be back after this. Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report. Week of April 22nd through April 28th, 2024. We have the full moon in Scorpio this week, Mars conjunct Neptune in Pisces, as well as Mercury turning direct. The second half of the Mercury retrograde cycle, April 11th through the 25th, is when you do preparation for future projects. Keep in mind that flexibility is required during Mercury retrograde, as things do shift after the messenger turns direct. From March 22nd to April 30th, assertive Mars is in not-so-assertive Pisces, an uncomfortable combination. It's an excellent for improving your intuition and opening up to a higher vision for your life. Watch for any active dreams. It's also a great time for meditation and connecting to your blessed higher self. Some people now feel the urge for an adventure. Check everything out before you act. Things could subsequently develop in an unexpected momentum of their own. Mars is in Pisces, but changes signs on May 1st, When Mars is in Aries, it begins to approach some critical planet that will cause a major uprising socially, and we don't see it coming. This will also empower Jupiter, as it is the planet of teaching, truth, and spirituality. Mars in Pisces will uplift the spirit to a much more philosophical and truthful way of thinking. Mars and Jupiter together will inspire people to think differently and find their spirit and soul to reconnect. On Monday, try not to reflect too much on emotional pain caused by loved ones. Instead, use the energy conjured up by Tuesday's full moon in Scorpio to take back your personal power and remove yourself from any manipulative forces in your life that are holding you down. This full moon in Scorpio is involved with Jupiter and Uranus, bringing light and inspiration into the world. The sun in Taurus gives power and inspiration to the world. There is a great awakening occurring right now. Things have changed quite dramatically, therefore bringing hope and a sense of more peace after a difficult time. At this point in time, we are at a turning point, and many awakenings are occurring quickly and shockingly. Everybody's getting put on a new road to walk for the rest of 2024. This full moon squares Pluto in Aquarius. Be careful not to allow yourself to be controlled by any force or anyone who wishes to hold you down. It may be better to leave the party, group, or gathering than to be surrounded by those who don't properly value you and don't see you for who you really are. If you're being bullied by a group or a person in authority, summon up the courage to speak out and get some help. Use your power because you can always move on. Once Mercury turns direct on Thursday, the confusion of past weeks will dissipate, leading to a dynamic, straightforward day where honesty must prevail. This is a time of intense and obsessive-compulsive thinking. Be aware that your thoughts are exaggerated and extreme. Mercury is conjunct the North Node, which expands things and makes things more outrageous. If you feel you can't stop thinking about something, realize that this is what happens when the planet is conjunct the North Node. Additionally, Mercury is stationing, meaning it's standing still, so our thoughts seem to consume us and rule our actions. Try to be more in control of your thinking mind and don't let yourself go out on a tangent with exaggerated ideas and thoughts that are probably just not true. You will see a more clearer picture in a week's time, so let it all go. Venus in Taurus is deeply sincere in love and relationships, but as it begins to travel with the sun, Venus is combusting, meaning it's weaker in the area of love and romance. We can make mistakes and not get things right with a partner. Don't be in a hurry or rush to conclusions concerning love and romance. Take it easy, slow, and methodical, just like a Taurus. As Mercury turns direct, so will our thinking mind. We will begin to see things a little clearer, but this is still going to take some time, as Mercury is not only standstill, but it's also conjunct the North Node. So don't make any decisions right now. Give everything a week's time. Possibly wait until Mercury leaves Aries and goes into Taurus, which will be around May 14th. If decisions can't wait, just be extra cautious and even get someone else's objective viewpoint when making major decisions. Saturday is a better day for engaging in intellectual pursuits than for tackling chores and duties. It also promotes romance and socializing. Just be careful of any fast-talking salesperson who may be trying to sell you a false merchandise. Don't allow yourself to be scammed. Sunday, April 28th, is a time of deep confusion, Mars with Neptune can represent delusional thoughts, being involved with delusional people, and it can cause people to be out of their minds. This is not the time to make major decisions, especially in a business partnership. Neptune is the energy that clouds the mind and can cause people to misread, misunderstand, and get things completely wrong because Neptune causes us not to see clearly. We are kept in a fog with Neptune. Also, be careful of overconsuming alcoholic drinks or drugs. Sunday is a time of miscommunication, but most of all, misdirection. If you are seeing a doctor, there may be a misdiagnosis, so be cautious with your health during this time as well. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Well, I'm back, and we're talking about wonderful things that this new world is going to bring and what all these astral phenomena that's going on in the month of April 2024. And this is Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. I forgot to say that. But we're going to do it differently. We want to be free. We want to be sovereign. And we want to be pioneers in our own life. We want to start running our lives from the inside out, choosing our reality, unlimited realities. You know, I wrote that book, Unlimited Realities. I had a dream in the early 80s that I was going to write that book, and I was even shown the book cover. And it's true, Unlimited Realities. I tell you how I got there. You might want to read it. It's on Amazon.com. There's a strong sense of that right now. Also, we're seeing a great change in agriculture. Mercury is square to the asteroid Ceres, which is the largest asteroid that we have in this galaxy. The goddess of grains and harvests. And there's been a lot of talk about food production. Grains, harvest. Chiron is also squared in Ceres. And that brings wounding food to production systems. Now it could be weather damage as well as food production. Harvest grains. The collective will be vocal about this. We do not just sit back and let that take place. We won't as people. Taurus has to deal with food, food production, food growing. So really be clear that there will be a big focus around that. Please begin to plan and plant your gardens for the summer and the fall harvest in the Northern Hemisphere. You're going to need that. I hope you will do it, even if you just have a little box of tomatoes in your window in the cities. This conjunction will bring us new methods for growing food. No, not eating bugs and snakes, but true food innovation. Uranus always wants to make things more efficient, more industrialized. We could have greenhouses now, or we could have lab-grown food. How can we maximize the production? The other urge, the Taurus urge, is to go back to the earth, to the organic natural gardens, planting by the phases of the moon. You know, Monday, that's tomorrow, April 22nd, is Earth Day. And this conjunction is a grand trine to the Earth, as well as an out-of-sign trine with Pluto. This conjunction and grand shining earth is a transformation, a metamorphosis for the earth in some way. These conjunctions in the sky are happening to help it, and it's very productive. Yes, there is seismic activity, but that will be productive also, because it's for the metamorphosis for humanity. It's for the people. Everything that's happening in astrology now is for the people. I'm just overwhelmed with it. I have been for a while. The energy of this conjunction is actually blending with the total solar eclipse, as well as this week's full moon in Scorpio, happening on Tuesday, April 23rd. This energy will bring up emotional intensity of the people. Get ready, be prepared. There will be issues around health, around freedom, around truth. Where does the power lie? And Pluto brings us new technology, artificial intelligence, making the body more efficient, as well as invasive artificial intelligence. So we've got a fight that we have to keep in balance. There's invasive artificial intelligence and non-invasive artificial intelligence. And just one more thing. Jupiter-Uranus cycle is 13 and a half years. It was last exact on May 28th, 2010. And it came three times. And the last time was on January 2nd, 2011. So what happened in your life between May 2010 and January 2011? I'll bet each one of you has some kind of a powerful memory that what happened in that time. It was in a different sign and in a different house. It was at 28 degrees Pisces in the 12th house. Now think back in your life. What was happening? What house is your Pisces in? Pisces is in my third house, and my older sister died. But the third house is the house of siblings, as well as the house of communication. And I wrote my second book, Ascension, along with the workbook. And I was on Coast to Coast, you know, that radio program, for the first time in 2010. What breakthrough did you have? What kind of liberation did you have? That conjunction back in 2010 was called Thank the Lord aspect. You were released from something onerous, something heavy. At that time, we had the Arab release overseas, and we had Iceland, the big cloud that interrupted aviation, and it interrupted it for quite a while. That was in 2010. Now we have this full moon in Scorpio. It happens at 4 degrees Scorpio. Where is Scorpio in your chart? That's where the energy is shining a light for you. Something's coming to completion, to culmination, shining a light on what was hidden, something that you couldn't see before. Scorpio is in my 12th house, and so is my power of fortune. And I expect to have a great legal victory this next week. And it's going to be like winning the lottery. It's going to really enhance my power of fortune. This will be an important full moon. Again, this full moon squares Pluto in Aquarius, the sun in Taurus, the moon in Scorpio, Pluto in Aquarius, creates a T-square. And this energy will bring in big issues around power, around control, around truth, around revelation. Secrets will come to light. All of these are big, big themes that's going to be going across the world. Think that between now and August, it will be a fascinating time. A time where the power lies, about where the power lies, how we feel the power lies. And this will be highlighted throughout this time frame. In the United States, we have a presidential election people are getting ready for. So we're really going to see it over here. And a lot of other countries are having elections and power struggles too. So Taurus is where the sun is. And it's a sign of simplicity. But Scorpio is a sign of complexity. Be aware of that in your life. Where do you feel complexity, manipulation, and control happening in relationships? This could be front and center for you right now. You could be much more aware of manipulation, aware of someone trying to have power over you, whether they're in society or they're with you individually. It's important that we become aware of them before we can change them. Remember this, you healers. If you can't see it, you can't heal it. That was one of Louise Hay's favorite sayings. If you can't see it, you can't heal it. Taurus is a sign of simplicity. Remember to drop into your heart, to put your bare feet in the grass, to take deep breaths, to listen to the birds, to close your eyes, and decompress your energy from whatever complexity you're experiencing through this time frame. This is all about hidden matters, Pluto, as well as it's on the financial axis. Now, I know you want to hear about that. Taurus is wealth, currencies, banking. We have secrets coming to the light about money. Taurus is investments. Scorpio is investments. Big money, the stock market, hidden and secret money. We can see a lot about money which has been hidden away, repressed, underhanded, criminal money. And that kind of thing is going to be coming to the light. We could also see some significant developments with digital currency because of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus, wealth, and currency. Uranus is digital, and Jupiter will expand that. And this could be further moves in centralized digital currencies. In Australia, they're forcing the people to go to digital. They went to the banks and they took out all the ATMs. And the people have been storming the bank system down there because they're trying to force them to go into digital currency. So be aware of that, because I know that they want to bring that to this country. And I also know that it's not a good idea. If you don't believe me, ask any person in Australia. The direction of travel with all of this is Aquarian energy, and that's decentralized. So there's going to be a big move towards decentralized currencies, microcurrencies. There will be all kinds of development in this area. So please look for them because, of course, there's more freedom with it. There will be more attempts for centralization versus technology, by way of technology. So please be aware of that too. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. We're going to take the half-hour break, but I have more information for you after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
That you love me inside of you. Somewhere there's music, wonder how far. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, still my heart, how high the moon. Thank you.
my goodness. That was Les Paul and Mary Ford back in the 50s. You know, Les Paul was the first person that played voiceovers. He used to have a basement and he had 16 tape recorders and he'd line them all up and he'd do a different note and a different key on each one and then he'd play them all together and record that. And he started synthesizing and Mary Ford was his wife and he would have her sing alto and then soprano and he did it. It was amazing. Just amazing. And we do it so differently now, I know. But boy, back then, there's a lot of work. Well, we're going to go back to this full moon. And the T-square of Pluto and the sun moon brings in another big choice point. Up to now, most of us have been going along with the crowd, swimming with the fishes. Because there hasn't been a big challenge to that. But now, I think in this decade, we have become aware of these challenges. Get into your higher vibration. Get into that ego perch. Because you will be making important decisions about your freedom. Around money, currencies, technology. Make secure your long-term ego's purse strategic decisions. I can say that a little differently. Get in that ego's nest, look down at the world, and decide what you're going to do from above without being in that fear and that hate and the horror that's going on right now. Some of this energy will be about safety and security issues. A Taurus Scorpio access brings us safety and security issues. Of course we're going to have to do that with all the people that's been coming into this country. Do you know what you can do with regard to being safe and secure? Get into a group of like-minded people. And that can be enormously helpful in terms of safety and security. Feeling a part of a group, of a community where you're all sharing and helping each other. Make your decisions carefully, slowly, no rushing into changes. Okay, I'm observing. I'm coming from a higher level. I'm thinking like a chess player. Where will my decisions take me? If I can think 3 or 4 moves down the road, and maybe even beyond that. We have a beautiful warmth with this full moon in Scorpio, and it has some themes with it. Regeneration of ourselves and regeneration of the earth. And this is going to be amazing with AI and the aging process because with supplements and technology, we're going to be able to slow down aging and bring into the world longevity. Combining meditation and our invisible guides along with caring for the community and getting help when you need it. That's also being highlighted. Now, Mars conjuncts Neptune on April 30th. And on one level, that can create disinformation, plus my warnings about being scammed. At month's end, the energy can feel heavy and dense. There can bring flooding and toxicity. So watch out for that. We have the full moon on the 23rd. Mercury turns direct on the 25th. Mars conjuncts Neptune on the 30th and moves into Aries on the 1st for a 5-week run. And then Pluto retrogrades on May 2nd. Our entire energy will shift. Once Mars leaves Pisces, You'll notice it by the 3rd of May. It will be very different than it is right now. Events will be moving very quickly. Don't go into fear and gore of what's happening. Stay on your perch. Do not join the horror and hate that you'll be witnessing. In the new world we are embracing, these new kinds of actions will be unthinkable. And that's where we've got to get to. We're going to make progress and we can do this. The great value of astrology is, yep, it's all meant to be happening. We don't have to live down at that level. A few times each day, get quiet, shift your focus, go into your breath. Make your state of being a loving, gentle being that lives from the heart. Have a change of pattern. Change that old reaction. Change your habits. Bring them up a notch or two. It gets wild out there. Flow with it. Rise above it. Focus on where you want to get to. At the end of 2024, now listen to me, please. At the end of 2024, you won't recognize the earth. A lot is happening. A lot in April, and a lot of good information is in tonight's broadcast. Just know that I am with you. I also enjoy preparing these broadcasts. I love my work. I love my astrology. And my focus is to help bring the new galactic world onto this planet. Also, I do have a new channel on YouTube that I would like you to go to. It's called Embracing Spiritual Frontiers. I'm reading tarot online, and it's incredible. Every single time I do a reading, I feel like I've got an electric light bulb inside of me. So, how can I help you? Let me know. You know my email. You know my website. I'd love to hear from you. We're at the end of the show tonight. We're about to have our song, William singing Moonlight on My Window, which is really appropriate tonight. And then we have the meditation, and we're going to go out with Richard Shulman. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Good night.
What it's like to be me looking at you. It scares me so that I can hardly speak. In a very unusual way, I am what I am to you. Though at times it appears I won't stay, I never go. Special to me in my life, since the first day that I met you, how could I ever forget you once you had touched my soul?
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit, or the Chi, or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.